This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about how to walk in divine health. I realize there's a lot of things in God's Word that you have to do, to be able to walk in divine health. One of them is you must meditate in the Word of God. Now, there's a coverage there that if you will meditate and stay in day and night the Word of God, then you will learn all these other things, and they will bring forth a time in your life when you can walk in divine health, because you won't go against God's rules. You'll do everything He says. One of the things that He says we're going to talk about today, the Holy Spirit. You have to have Him to walk in divine health. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we study Your Word today, as we talk about Your mighty Spirit, the Holy Spirit that Jesus puts in us, Lord, we thank You for that great and mighty Spirit that teaches us all things and reveals to us all things in Your Word. Lord, let Him work today and do great and mighty things through us as we teach Your Word. Lord, let us receive it, all of us, that we may walk in divine health. And we praise You and thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the Holy Spirit, He is a powerful being. The Holy Spirit is a being. Now then, I'm going to start in the Old Testament, read a few scriptures, different places, Psalms 51:11, something that David had asked the Lord not to do. He says, "Do not cast me away from Your presence, and do not take away Your Holy Spirit from me." Now see, David was one of the few men in the Old Testament that got to walk with the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And when he sinned with Bathsheba, he didn't want that Spirit removed. He had saw what had happened whenever others had had Saul. In fact, he had saw what happened when Saul, when he rebelled and did what he did wrong, how that God removed the Spirit from him and how it changed him. So only the kings and some of the priests and some of the prophets and things like that were the only people that got this infilling power of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. The average person did not receive or have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit like you and I in the church today. In the church today, we all can have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. We have Him, and we just need to learn who we are and how to get Him to work for us and to do great and wonderful things. But in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 11, or verse 10, Isaiah 63:10, it tells us something about the Holy Spirit. It says, "But they rebelled and they grieved His Holy Spirit, so He turned Himself against them as an enemy." Now then, it clearly tells us in the New Testament, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. If God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He never changes, then if they, in Isaiah 63:10, if those people rebelled and it grieved His Holy Spirit, so He turned Himself against them as an enemy and He fought against them. Hey, if God's fighting against you, you don't have a chance. He said, "Then He remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, 'Where is He who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of His flock? Where is He who put His Holy Spirit within them?'" In other words, where is Jesus? Where is He that put this Holy Spirit? You know, when you grieve the Holy Spirit, in the Old Testament, the Spirit fought against you instead of for you. There's a whole lot of things I'd rather have against me than God. I don't want God against me. But if you grieve Him, He will be against you. Now, the Holy Spirit, He is such a powerful entity in the Scriptures. Let's come all the way up to the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the one that put Jesus in the womb of Mary. I mean, he is a powerful being. He can do anything. But he has lots of things and lots of jobs that he does. And then in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, it says, I indeed, John the Baptist is talking, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy even to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. In the ministry God has given me, I've had a lot of people ask me the question, why do you go through and try to find somebody's sin before you pray for them? They said, Jesus didn't do that. I said, yes, Jesus did that. They said, no, he didn't. They said, Jesus just healed the sick. But see, right here, this is what happened in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, because that is John's only message. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. So if John's only message to the whole nation of Israel was to be repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, then he was getting people to repent of their sins so they could be healed, so that the devil didn't have legal claim to them. And that's what they were doing. They were repenting of their sins. When Jesus came on the scene, same deal. Repent and believe. And so that's what Jesus was doing too. But he was baptizing with water, but he said, Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Well, that's one thing you want to do. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit baptizes you into Jesus. But after you get Jesus, then Jesus baptizes you into the Holy Spirit. That's the way it works. That's the way the Scripture lays it out. So when you first come to Christ, the Holy Spirit baptizes you into Jesus. When you come into Jesus, then if you obey Jesus, then Jesus will baptize you into the Holy Spirit with power. Now then, if you have never received that, you're going to have trouble walking in divine health, because the Holy Spirit is your teacher, your comforter, everything. You're going to have great trouble walking in divine health if you don't know every day you have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. You have to know and believe that Jesus will baptize you into the Holy Spirit whenever you ask him, if you will obey him. Now then, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, he says, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, anyone, it will be forgiven him. So if you say something bad about Jesus, he says, if you say anything bad against the Son of Man or about Jesus, it will be forgiven you. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, neither in this age or in the age to come. I've heard lots of stories about people that have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And so far, from all of the stories, now when I say blaspheme, I'm talking about people that really get down on God, you know, really say words of profanity. God's very gracious and merciful and forgiving. I mean, very gracious and merciful and forgiving. It's great that he forgives us when we blaspheme Jesus. Now, you hear this all the time. He said he forgives when they blaspheme the Father. Isn't that amazing that you hear so many people take God's name in vain, the Father? You hear so many people take Jesus' name in vain. I mean, you can be around the worldly people out there, and the only thing they will say about God is GD or whatever. Or they'll say something bad about Jesus. You hear people say, Jesus Christ this, or oh, Jesus this, or Jesus that. They're not talking about Jesus. They're blaspheming his name. And you hear that all the time. And it's amazing how that God put in His Word that I will, anything people speak against the Father or the Son, I will forgive. And you hear them talking about Him all the time. But it says those that blaspheme the Holy Spirit, I will not forgive it, neither in this world or in the world to come. All these stories that I've heard, which I've heard several from different pastors, people that have either heard stories themselves or know of people that have really got down and indignant against the Holy Spirit and blasphemed the Holy Spirit or said nasty words against the Holy Spirit. I don't know of a single one of those people that live more than 24 hours. So somebody says, I have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. If you're still alive and it's been more than a day, I doubt that. So don't let the devil deceive you with that lie. If you blasphemed the Holy Spirit and you did it and it's more than 24 hours ago, you're dead and you're in hell. You don't have to worry about it. It's over. So you don't have to worry about that. So all I can say is don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Don't say bad, evil things about the Holy Spirit. Now then, in Matthew 28, verse 19, this was the great commission that was given. Jesus was telling His people, His men, His disciples, His apostles, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. In other words, go all over the world. It doesn't make it where you are. I mean, we're supposed to go everywhere in the entire world, and you're supposed to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we, when a human being, when we make disciples, when people accept Jesus, we are to baptize them in water, and we are also to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we use all of those. But Mark chapter 1, verse 8 said, Jesus said, I indeed baptize you with water, or John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize you with water, but he, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is something that we have to have Him. Now, in Mark 3:29, Mark gives it a little bit different. He says, but he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Eternal condemnation. So, eternal is a long time. So, be very careful about how you talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, as we look at Luke chapter 3, verse 16, John answered saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, which is Jesus, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So see, again, you see here that Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. He will baptize you into the Holy Spirit. But this Holy Spirit has done some great and awesome things. He is all through the Scriptures. He is a powerful instrument. Then as in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, as Jesus...
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.